The Power of Cheese. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us. I'm Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture.
Well, I found out people like cheese to begin with, and we sure picked the right product because almost everybody likes cheese.
That's 47-year-old John Harrison speaking at the grand opening 7 years ago of his cheese store on his Sweetwater Valley farm in Loudoun County. And today, the success is continuing as they have now produced over 10 million pounds of cheese. The value-added venture came as Harrison was looking for other ways to gain a profit from his 750-cow dairy.
We're a success in that we've got 6 or 8 or 10 employees at different times of the year, and I think we're the livelihood for those people. We've still been a little bit of a struggle on just getting our feet on the ground financially. We kind of feel like we've gotten there in the last couple years.
Harrison's dairy, which is one of, if not the largest dairy in the state, produces between 15 and 18 million pounds of milk each year, and they utilize about 2 million pounds of that for making cheese directly on the farm. There are some 25 different varieties. It's located in several retail stores and restaurants across the state, and he's now looking to produce a few more special flavors.
We were breeding animals last year that we want to make a unique cheese with in 3 years. And I feel like we're in an area that, you know, I won't say we're behind the times, but we don't have a palate for some of the more unique European-style cheeses that are available, or some of the more unique American cheeses that are being made. So we hope to kind of venture into that.
Harrison's a seventh-generation farmer, and he and his wife Celia are hopeful that one or more of their 5 children will take interest in the farming operation.
That's kind of what my family has always done, and I can tell it's been meant for me to do, I guess. And I hope maybe one of our children will get that desire too.
Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.